All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world.
This episode is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles, a company with a punny name but a seriously sustainable mission to make better bedding for everyone.
Sheets and Giggles bedding consists of sustainably made 400 thread count eucalyptus sheets that are static free, moisture wicking, use no insecticides or pesticides, and are half the cost of their store-bought competition.
Good Together listeners get 15% off at checkout by using the code BRIGHTLY at sheetsandgiggles.com.
Plastic is the packaging of choice for so much of what we eat. Bulk stores are an option, of course, but that requires bringing along your own jars, getting them teared and labeled, and then trekking back home with heavy bags. This also means that you have access to a bulk store in your neighborhood, which most of us don't. Zuleika Strassner knew that there was a better way to eliminate plastic from our groceries. She's the founder of Zero, the first single-use, plastic-free grocery delivery company. Before founding Zero, Zuleika did not consider herself an environmentalist. Her background in politics and venture capital meant that she spent 12 hours a day working, and she didn't have much time to consider environmental issues like a lot of us. She grew up using lots of plastic wrap, so much that her husband would comment on her leftovers wrapping job. She and her husband went to Nicaragua for their honeymoon. They stayed at an eco-friendly resort, which was a big contrast against the piles of plastic trash that was washing up on some shores of the island. From then on, Zuleika made conscious decisions around the house to eliminate plastic, and was eventually inspired to found Zero. In this episode, Lisa and Zuleika help us answer questions like why big brands don't go plastic-free, and how the eco-friendly and sustainable living movement has room to improve in ensuring access for all to quality, sustainable products. They get into it right now.
Hi, Zuleika. So excited to welcome you. Zuleika is our guest today, and she is the founder of Zero, the first online delivery and plastic-free delivery company that offers their customers amazing organic foods. But I will let Zuleika tell you all about it. But me personally, I have been, since I've tried Zero, 5 weeks ago in the beginning of the, COVID-19 new reality that we are living in, I've been ordering from Zero, and fortunately they are delivering in the Bay Area right now. I've been ordering actually more than once a week, twice a week even. So I'm a huge fan, but I will try not to get too excited, and I'll let you kind of introduce yourself, tell us about yourself, about Zero, and most importantly, why you started Zero.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me here. It's exciting to get to chat with you and get to share more about Zero and about me. As you said, we're the first single-use plastic-free online grocery store. So that means that we're delivering over 400 products today in the Bay Area. We offer next-day delivery here in California. Mostly the groceries themselves and the homewares come in glass jars. You'll see some silicone bags. You're actually not in the few. Most of our customers actually are shopping at least once a week with us.
That's amazing.
So it's been incredible. And we are still, relatively very new. We started we started in June of 2019 with a small beta, but we only launched in November across the whole of the Bay Area. And it's just, it's a very difficult time right now, as you mentioned. And we've been fortunate enough to be trusted by the community to be able to provide them with their groceries. Mostly jars, like I said, in our service, but we also have a little bit of paper, some compostable items, but there's absolutely nothing that we give you that needs to be put into the landfill or into recycling. We recoup everything back that we give you as the consumer, as you know. So it's really like a milkwoman or milkman service of the 1950s that has been supercharged for the modern era with technologies that enable this to happen for the very, very first time.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, one of very interesting features, just as the milkwoman or man, as you just said, is that the fact that I can return all the jars and other packaging materials that you can later clean perfectly and then reuse. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. When I came to building this, I grew up in England. I'm from England, originally from London, and we had a milkman actually that used to deliver to my parents. They would deliver milk, they would deliver orange juice as well. And when I had started this service, when I had started researching what Zero could be, I was very interested in this question of how do we get the majority of products that we require plastic-free? Like, I can get beans and I can get lentils, and there are some awesome bulk stores. But like, what does it mean to do this online? And how can I get hundreds and then thousands of products? And in learning about what that takes, we understood that we really had to be the milkwoman service for the modern era. And we built this system to where you place an order on our website. We pack that order for you, we deliver it, and you freely consume what we've given you. There are no jar deposits, mm-hmm. There are no bottle deposits, there is nothing that you kind of pay up front. We really wanted to ensure accessibility to the service so as many people as possible could enjoy both organic produce and today all of our fruits and vegetables, our fresh produce is organic, but also that many people could participate in sustainability. And we give you those jars and containers, you use them, and you simply just leave that bag outside of your door with your empty jars and containers inside. And when we deliver your next basket, we'll just take those ones back and we will put them through a commercial grade sanitation process where they will get sanitized and dried and ready to be repacked. And so that's really kind of how Zero works today. You, Lisa, are a member of Zero. So for most of our customers, they choose to be a member, and being a member has huge benefits for them. They'll, they're able to shop at a lower price point. They're able to, edit their carts right up until the night before they get their delivery. So we've built this community, and and having the community and people like yourself who are shopping with us every single week, week in, week out, allows us to continue doing the service and improving the service as well. But I wanted to make it as hassle-free as possible. And I love, don't get me wrong, I love going to bulk stores. Like, I love brick and mortar stores. I lived in them myself. I love them. But it was just really tiring for me to take all of my jars and all of my containers. And I was really struggling. I was, you know, I didn't consider myself an environmentalist. I was just, you know, a young woman struggling to kind of do better and trying to learn. I would feel really silly sometimes going to the store. So it takes, you know, confidence as well to like take those jars and containers and fill them up. And I just thought, I wish I had a helping hand. Like, I wish somebody or some service could kind of do this part for me. And as long as they were able to deliver me what I needed without any plastic, I was there for it. And I would speak to others and they would say the same thing. And it was like, I think we're onto something here. If we can just do a lot of the heavy lifting for people, we make it really, really easy for them to shop and for them to eat plastic free for the first time. And many of our customers were not living. Most of our customers were not plastic free before this journey with Zero.
Yeah, no, I think you just perfectly summed up like my thinking. And we actually, one of the fun features for our listeners, there is an option for you to record, voice record, and now even video record a question for Laura and I. And I think one of the early questions that we've got, we received months ago was about, you know, how can I refill, you know, maybe my bathroom supplies like shampoos and stuff, and other things. But for me as a marketer also, like, obviously, we are in ethical space and fair trade. But for me as a user, as a customer, it's like, how do I as a brand make it as simple as possible? And I'm just like you. I mean, me and Laura, you know, one of the Brightless main kind of messages and slogans is like, we want to join your sustainability journey wherever you are, in whatever situation mm-hmm. you are. If you're not an environmentalist, if you're not a recycler yet, if you're not living fully zero waste, that's absolutely fine. I've never taken, you know, jars and containers to a bulk store. But, and that's kind of the main thinking that we totally agree with you on, is that realistically, most of the population of the earth is unlikely to go to the bulk store with their own jars every day or every week or a couple of times a week. So I think the fact that how easy you made this whole process, I think this is kind of the main key point that hopefully, you know, will help you guys grow. And I've been experiencing this is perfect. And I think this is kind of that pain point that you're addressing is extremely, extremely important for other businesses to address, you know, if they want to be ethical and sustainable. Yeah. So we haven't quite gotten to the point, like, why you started Zero and what was your personal journey to zero waste and sustainability?
Yeah. And, you know, it actually feeds on from what you were just saying mm-hmm. right now, because, yeah. and I love that we share this kind of mm-hmm. common core, which is that it's not about heresy. It's not about being orthodox and doing it perfectly. And I'm by no means telling my customers, you know, live absolutely plastic free in their lives. I think we need to support and commend each other and find those little things that we can do. And you know, the responsibility is not just on individual consumers. For so long, we have said mm-hmm. it's all about you. You need to make changes, and you can make changes, but we all need to make changes. Government, private sector, corporations, and individuals as well. And together we can really make a big shift in society. And for me, as I was mentioning earlier, I'm from the UK. I had studied politics at Oxford, and I had worked in a major a campaign in 2015 to elect the next leader of the Labour Party during the preliminaries. And mm-hmm. so my background was really in politics. And then I went off to work in edtech, and then I worked in VC once I came to the Valley in 2016. I had never worked in environmentalism. I had never studied environmentalism. I, by no stretch of the imagination, considered myself sustainable or an environmentalist. In fact, and I share this with my customers, with my team, but like, even my husband would get on me all the time because I loved mm-hmm. plastic wrap. Like, you grew up in an ethnic household, plastic wrap mm-hmm. is your thing. So I would plastic wrap the hell out of something and put it in the fridge. And my husband would say, oh, that's a lot of plastic. And I would say to him, look, dude, like, I'm working like 8 to 8. I'm tired. I put things in recycling. I feel mm-hmm. good about it. Leave me alone. And that was pretty much like my line. My husband is a European. He's from Slovenia. So they're inherently much better, I think, at sustainability mm-hmm. than probably Brits and Americans are in general. And so we then, completely unrelated, we booked a honeymoon. And the only stipulation I had for this honeymoon was that I wanted to go to the Caribbean. And my husband came across this beautiful island. It's called Little Corn. Please check it out. It's an incredible place. It's part of Nicaragua. It's on the west side of the Caribbean, just off the coastline. It takes a hot minute to get there. And when you're there, it's like an island of just 1,000 people. It's beautiful. There's no roads. There's no cars. They actually have a no gas policy on this island. And I stayed in a small eco resort. I spent two and a half weeks there. And this island is actually hourglass shaped. And it would take about 3 or 4 hours maybe to walk around the whole thing. And down the east and the west of the island, it was littered in plastic trash. I just couldn't believe it. This place is paradise to me. And there are parts of the island that are clean, but there are whole parts of the island covered in plastic trash. And I would literally walk through this trash every single day. I was faced with it for 2.5 weeks and I would look around and I would speak to locals and I would say, hey, like, you guys are producing all this trash. And they would say, no, a lot of this is washing up. We have very warm, shallow waters. This is not our trash. And it just struck me. I thought, I'm a regular person. What can I do? Like, how can I make a shift? And I was really inspired by, you know, zero wasters on Instagram and people who seem to have really cracked the code. I mean, they were, you know, saving up their trash from the last, you know, several years into a jar, and they were doing beach cleanups, and they were living a much more, you know, Puritan lifestyle than I was living. Yep. Right. I've always been pretty minimal, but I wasn't living that lifestyle. And I came back to California and I just made a huge shift in my life. I got rid of all the plastic. I went through all my kitchen cupboards. I got rid of everything. And my husband thought I had like lost my mind because I'd gone from one end of the extreme to the other. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's it. We're going plastic free. And I'm going to start shopping and nothing can enter this house that has plastic. And so I went about my business and I would, you know, go to, you know, stories we've heard from others now, but like, you know, I would go to the store, you know, with my containers, some stores that accommodated, some stores that didn't. I'd be searching the Bay Area for the groceries that I needed. And I did this for about 1.5 years. And that entire 1.5 years process, I would speak to others and they would say, Z, I love what you're doing. But I have 2 kids. I have a husband. I have a wife. I'm going through a divorce. I've got pressures at work. Like, I want to be more sustainable, but I'm really time poor. And I understood that. And then they would also say to me, I can't afford to spend more money on the experience of being sustainable. And that also rang true for me. Like, I grew up in East London. I didn't have a lot growing up. You know, I knew what it's like to not be able to afford organic produce. I knew what it's like to have to really watch what you're spending. And that's the reality for many Americans. Yep. And I was starting to piece that together and understand, okay, like, what's happening in for consumers today? Like, what are they grappling with? And I learned very quickly that they want to be more environmental and more sustainable, but there are huge barriers in the way for them to do it, to really do it in a way that's a habit that they're doing week in, week out, month in, month out. And that's when I started to turn my attention to, okay, how do we make this happen? How do we make it such that you can shop thousands of items from one platform that delivers those items to you plastic free? And I chose to go down that journey. And in all the time I was speaking to these individuals, I was also researching the supply chain in the US. I just wanted to understand, like, why also can I get like beans and rice and things that we associate with bulk product? But what about like chips and popcorn and like the things that I had to give up as well, right? Like, I really wanted to understand how we could, dairy products, just everything, anything and everything, how could you make it plastic free? Mm-hmm. And that's when I started to really learn, how does the supply chain work in the United States and what makes it so difficult and what do we need to do? And I knew that the answer to that was a solution driven by tech. You know, I'm here in the Valley, I work in tech. We can apply what we're applying to other areas and other industries to this particular problem, and we can solve it. Because if we don't solve it, in 7 to 10 years from now, we are already in a crisis mode, but we will be at a point of no return at that point. I mean, it's exactly. just shocking to me. The more I dug and I learned about, you know, 91% of what I'm putting in recycling doesn't get recycled. Nobody told me that. I didn't know that. It takes 500 years for my plastic bottle to decompose. Oh my God, what am I doing? The Arctic is warming up. You know, it's on like 2.5 degrees centigrade every decade. Like, oh my gosh. And then you're just uncovering all of this stuff and you're, you know, it's like it's flashing before your eyes and you realize we're poisoning the planet. We have been poisoning the planet. We're poisoning the planet and ourselves. And it's an addiction and it must stop. It must stop. So this is what I want to focus my time on. And that's it. I said, whatever it takes, this is the mission that I'm going to put all my skills towards and see what happens. And here we are, some 2 years later.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And we will dig deeper into your business model and the thinking behind Zero. But one of the points I wanted to make, and you've been like little corn, right? A little rock. Little corn island.
Little corn,
I just Googled. And unfortunately, it's not the only island. I think people in kind of like on Instagram, I've been seeing a lot, unfortunately, Maldives, right, is like this super famous islands, like the dreamy, perfect honeymoon destinations. And it's the same exact situation. And it's completely heartbreaking. And I think I haven't been to either of these locations, but I can only imagine, you know, this juxtaposition of this perfect place, but also completely trash place. That's very interesting. Like that was that moment for you. So let's talk about plastic waste that you kind of touched upon already. Plastic waste in the food industry. Why can't big box companies bring products to market plastic free? What have you learned?
You know, the first thing that I learned about big CPG companies, despite what many people may think, is actually there's a huge impetus and huge commitment to being sustainable. I mentioned earlier that plastic is an addiction and really it comes down to economics, right? Like plastic is super cheap and it is the cheapest option on the market today. There is no packaging as cheap or cheaper than plastic. And the argument we make here at Zero is that we're at least 20 years off from that, at least. There are other materials that exist on the market today, and there are a lot of great startups working on those materials, but they're inherently so expensive. And if it was as cheap as plastic, I wouldn't be here today. Those companies would make the switch in an instant. I fully believe that because it would make economic sense and they can continue to service, you know, especially ever younger consumers. Like, you know, I'm 34, but I think about, and I talk to 10-year-olds. 9-year-olds today. Like when you think about, you know, what is my friend's 10-year-old, you know, when she grows up in just 8 years time, she'll be shopping groceries, right? What are the things that she's going to be concerned about? And she's going to want good quality products, more accessible, more affordable, but she's also going to want to be rid of the plastic because she's growing up in a generation where she sees how toxic it is. And large CPG companies understand this. They understand that to be relevant and to be genuinely seen to do good in the market, you've got to ditch the plastic. But they're really stuck because the plastic is so cheap. And people also don't realize like the margins are razor thin in this industry. It's really hard to make changes. And you can do some testing, but to actually switch up, you know, all of your cereal or your chips or whatever it might be is today or was till Zero existed near impossible. Mm-hmm. And when I had started building this, I didn't start by trying to build an online grocery store. I actually started by trying to build a simple, piece of software really that I could kind of give to these large manufacturers and companies and say, okay, here are consumers that want your product, who want it plastic free. Here's how you pack it, when you pack it. And I thought that that might be the solution. But what I came to realize is everything in the US, the supply chain is really built for like the 1960s, the 1970s, superstore America, right? Where, you know, it's in these big, massive brick and mortar stores and you have this very, very complicated supply chain where there's a lot of middlemen and a lot of people and it's just very complicated to even get your head around. It's definitely not geared for the plastic-free movement and it's definitely not geared for online sales either. So it wasn't enough to just find a way for those manufacturers to be able to kind of bring their product to the market. They needed a vehicle to actually get it to the end user. And that piece that you and I described earlier, like recollecting the packaging back, the true kind of milkwoman, milkman piece of this. And it became clear that we really needed to be a full platform. We needed to be a store that you could come to and you could shop thousands of items, and everybody else kind of behind the curtain would be burrowing away to do their piece of the work to ensure that that happens, right? Everybody who's involved in picking and packing and packaging and delivering, everybody has to be involved in bringing those products to the forefront. And that's the technologies that we've been working on building. That's what enables us to do what we do today. But our dream is to see 1 in 7, maybe 1 in 10, 1 in 7 Americans able to shop more than 90% plastic free for their everyday groceries and household items. And that's Americans across the country, hardworking everyday middle America. And what will it take to get to that place? And it extends way beyond just Silicon Valley, and it extends way beyond just having a simple online grocery store. There has to be this huge shift in how we think about food and how we think about packing and how we think about delivery and how we think about consuming that food. And the key for us is community, because if you build community, and now you have been doing this and I've been doing this to where it's kind of normal now. It's like, get your zero jars, your zero silicone bags, mm-hmm. eat the food, and then basically hand back or have a mechanism to hand back the containers, right? Really easy without leaving your home. Yep. That was kind of the key. And it's not just about Xero. It's about all of the various players that are involved in making this happen. But you need technology to do this. And you need technology to be able to compete with everybody else that's piling more and more plastic into the ecosystem whilst we're like removing more plastic. But, you know, if you do that, where 1 in 7 Americans are able to consume in this way, you'll see a huge shift in landfill in this country. We've come to the point where you can no longer say, just bury it, burn it, ship it to China. That doesn't work. Yeah. And we're suffering from that today. And it's a disease that we're suffering from. Plastic really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you alluded a bit on the kind of accessibility part of the equation and of your business, and I can't agree more with that. And it's something we've been kind of thinking through it brightly, because accessibility, especially if you're talking about younger generations, all right, just like you've mentioned, you know, millennials, older millennials, we are, you know, kind of starting, like we started this kind of behavior switch. You know, midlife or like closer to our 30s, right? But the Gen Zers, which is a lot of them are Brightly's core audience, you know, this is the norm for them. But at the same time, of course, they may be not the ones making decisions in their families in terms of what they're buying. And of course, if they are still in high school or in college, they might not necessarily have the funds to buy this food and to be able to afford the best quality organic food. So let's talk about, you know, the organic aspect of your business, because most of your products are organic at Xero. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me about maybe which products are specifically you want to talk about, but also why it was so important for you as a business to focus on organic products?
For sure. And, you know, my heart really is with, like I said, like high schoolers today, mm-hmm. and younger, right? Like, you know, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds who are coming home and saying to their parents, like, what are we doing to the planet? Like, look at the things that I'm learning about. Look at the things that I'm seeing. Or, you know, I'm turning to my parents and grandparents, but they're really turning to their parents and grandparents and saying, what have you been doing? And why does the world look the way that it looks? And mm-hmm. there's a huge burden and a huge responsibility on this generation to really fix the mess that has been created over the past, certainly the past 3 or 4 decades.
Yeah.
And I have huge hope for young people. And, you know, I'm a 34-year-old woman. And even for me, like I said, I'm in a different generation now to those who really hold the answers, who really hold the key. Because this and the work we've been doing in the last couple of years is only the beginning. It's really the beginning. And when I think about accessibility, I think, you know, accessibility is something you only really think about if it's really of value to you. And like I said, I kind of go back to my own personal experiences, right? Like, when you grow up in families where you know what it's like to not have a lot. And, you know, everybody wants to do right by their families. Everybody wants to eat the best food possible. Everybody wants to have access, right? And it's finances that stop them from being able to do it. And it's also, you know, people's economic standing that also stops them from being able to be sustainable, right? Like, we often forget that, like, a lot of these things or the way that they're currently built today are made for those who have some disposable income, for sure, or the luxury to be able to do it. And it shouldn't be like that. And so when I came to building, the first thing that I wanted to focus on is how do you make environmentalism cost the same as the non-environmental option? So how is zero the same price as shopping in another store, another brick and mortar store, or another online grocery store? But one better than that is how can we be cheaper? Because if I can say, hey, this apple or this, you know, Strauss milk that we carry, or eggs, cage-free, or, you know, organic eggs, or flour, or sugar, or the exact same brand of cereal, the exact same brand of chips is cheaper here with zero, and I'm going to deliver it to you, and it's environmental. That has never happened before. That has never existed before. Mm-hmm. And that is the huge shift that needs to happen. And kind of going back to my spiel earlier about like how broken things are in the United States and the world when it comes to how you move food around, I learned that your food is getting so marked up, like it's being sold and it's being passed on. People don't understand, like there are distributors and there are all of these people and middlemen, and everybody's got to get their cut and everybody's got to get their share. And like, what are we doing? And it's the end customer that suffers. It's the end customer that pays more for that product. And when I kind of go back to what I was saying earlier of being the connective tissue, zero really is the connective tissue between farms and our customers, between dairy producers and our customers, between large big brands and our customers. We really are that connective tissue, to where if you cut out everybody else, all of the noise that exists in between, and you say, I can use technology to get this product to my customer quicker and cheaper and plastic free, that right there is the answer. And that's what we had focused on, of trimming away all of the unnecessary fat in the industry as much as possible. And the demand for us to work with zero, to be a part of zero, the absolute bottom line for us is no single-use plastic. And we will never, in the entirety of this company's lifetime, ever sell single-use plastic to our customers. And that was really the beginning of and the basis of the company. And that's how today, and I was told many, many times, like from investors, from friends, from all kinds of people, like, this is not possible. It's just not possible. And I'm running the calculations. I'm speaking to all the right stakeholders. We're building the technologies, and I was determined it must be possible. We have to make it possible. And here we are. And today on Zero, we are about 10 to 15% cheaper on each item than its equivalent. That's the equivalent, say an organic apple, but it's also the exact same named brand item is still cheaper at zero. And we have a monthly membership. So our members pay $25 a month to be a member. That works out at $6.25 a week. That includes all your delivery fees, all your service fees, all your jar cleaning fees. Remember, there are no deposits that you pay. You just pay this $6.25 a week. But guess what? When you're shopping, everything's cheaper. So I have customers that write to me personally. And they say, Z, I've been shopping for 8 weeks and I see the saving that I've been making, because I shop with you every single week now and I see the saving that I'm making, and I can't believe that I'm being sent something that doesn't have plastic. I never imagined that this was possible. And this is the huge shift, and this is what I wanted, because eating well, should not be a luxury. It should be, it's really a right for as many people as possible. So today you'll see we're not 100% organic as a company, but all of the fruits and vegetables, all the fresh produce we have is organic today. And we have, you know, cult classics, you know, whether that's, you know, cereal or ketchup brands that our customers love. But again, it's about not being orthodox. It's not about saying every single item in the store needs to be organic. What we're working on now is improving some of the tagging that we have, for example. So you can choose and say, let me search for all vegan products, all palm oil-free products, all dairy-free products, right? All vegetarian products. So you as a consumer can make the choice, but you can choose from a whole array of items that are plastic free, and you can make a cost saving.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll get back to today's episode in just a second, but we wanted to take a break to recognize a few companies that we've partnered with.
Right now, there are thousands of ethical brands out there, which can be confusing and overwhelming. This is why Brightly exists. We are your guide to doing good in the world through conscious consumerism.
We personally vet and try products from every single brand that we partner with, both on our podcast and on our platform, brightly.eco, so that you don't have to do the research yourself.
Partnerships like this are what helps Brightly and our community grow and increase our impact. Thank you. Laura, you've probably heard me talk all the time about my love for Sheets and Giggles. I've been sleeping on their new sustainable eucalyptus sheets for the past 3 months straight. I recommend them 1,000%. Every week, I wash them and put them back on the bed right away. They're my go-to sheets. All of my other sheets, even the ethical ones, are taking a long break.
After hearing you rave about them for so long, I finally got to try their new eucalyptus comforter. I'm a weirdo. I really like having a comforter on my bed all the time, even in the middle of the summer, and I haven't been waking up hot when I've been using this one from Sheets and Giggles. It's a great ethical and sustainable alternative to the down one we used to use that's now sitting on our guest bed. Another thing I love about Sheets and Giggles is that they don't use plastic packaging, and their materials don't use pesticides, so they're kind to our animal and insect friends.
They also plant a tree for each sheet set that is sold, and they are passionate about giving back. They give 10% off to their customers who donate their old sheets to homeless shelters and have donated over $40,000 to Colorado COVID relief.
That's awesome. Good Together listeners get 15% off by using the code BRIGHTLY at sheetsandgiggles.com. This episode is also brought to you by Bootywear, super soft, comfortable, everyday essentials that Lisa and I are in love with.
I love my Bootywear socks so much that I wore them for a week straight and then lost one of them. I think about it all the time.
That's terrible.
Anyway, one of the reasons we love Bootywear is because they're made of an ethical and sustainable material, bamboo.
Most bamboo around the world is grown without pesticides, fertilizer, or artificial irrigation, so it's super water friendly. Bootywear uses ethically farmed bamboo and manufactures their products in a closed-loop production process. This means that no water is wasted during production, and it's recycled. Plus, each product possesses important ethical certifications like WRAP for ethical labor, Okotex 100, and more.
Yeah, and did you know that bamboo is ready for harvesting in as little as 3 months, while trees can take more than 20 years? I'm also kind of obsessive about the types of fabrics I wear. They have to be soft or else I won't wear them. Bootywear made the cut for me. The bamboo-based material is really breathable, and Bootywear turns it into beautiful basics like shirts, socks, underwear, and more for men, women, and kids.
Good Together listeners can get 20% off by using code BRIGHTLY at bootywear.com. Bootywear is spelled B-O-O-D-Y-Wear.
Great. Yes. And again, making it as easy as possible for consumers is a huge thing. At Brightly, we have something called Shop by Your Value. So whenever we have a product or brand recommendation, we always also in the early stages of that. But, you know, kind of values, what's important for you? Just again, not to make this overwhelming process of being perfect and sustainable a bit more easier. So according to market research, last year, organic food and beverages cost on average 24 cents more per unit than conventional food, or about 7.5% more. And then that was down from 27 cents and 9% premium with 2014. Because, yeah, I kind of planned the question as organic food is pricey and inaccessible. Is that true? Is that statement true, or are consumers just not educated enough on that topic?
You know, I don't like this sentiment about whether consumers are or are not educated. Again, it's kind of, we go back to this whole ideal of like, well, you're not educated. You don't know what's in the market. And that's not the reality, again, for many people is they go to the store and they look at the item and they can see the price of the item, depending on where they live. And again, like these systems are very operationally heavy. Look, in the way that the system is built today, an organic apple is going to be more expensive than, factory farm, genetically modified, you know, conventional. That is how the system is built today. The question is how much more expensive, right? So, and if that apple, you know, it, like you said, like if it's, why is it 24 cents more expensive? Why is it not 5 cents more expensive, right? What is forcing that to happen? Part of it is also demand. The more people that you have consuming organic, right? And the more people you have also consuming local, and we have about 50% of products on Xero are local. You build out that infrastructure, but you also inherently drive down the cost as well, right? So it's back to kind of the simple economics. But what I have learned in this industry is things just get marked up and marked up and marked up, and to where it harms the end user. I'm not advocating for, you know, completely like bottom-ended pricing. What I'm arguing for is fair pricing to where the farms get what they need. You know, corporations need to make a profit. They got to make their profit to keep serving you that those cereals that you may love and you know your family loves or your kids love, and that's fine. But everybody needs to make their share and everybody needs to make their bit. But there's room. I learned that there is still room to drive down the price. And the reason that there's room is because we've made everything far more lean. And right, so going back to really the only kind of partner in between you, Lisa, and the farm that produce is coming from, or you, Lisa, and where your milk or your eggs are coming from or your cereals coming from is Xero. Xero is enabling that, not the other 25 different individuals in between, which are driving up the price of your product. And that really is the key, because the technology means that we don't need all of those people. We don't need all of these inefficient processes. We need simplified processes where the technology enables us to get you what you need at a much better price point. You deserve that. I deserve that.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about, you know, the local farmers partnerships that you have. I really enjoyed some of the products. Like my favorite one, I think I mentioned to you before, the ginger beer. I'm completely obsessed. And it's made in Santa Clara, right? Just like an hour away from me. And the Strauss Farms.
I absolutely love them.
So good. So tell me, why would it was important for you to partner locally? I know, of course, not all of the products are local, but tell me about that aspect of your business and how can maybe other businesses or, you know, at scale, how can this partnerships look like so that more people generally in the US are able to get local produce and local products?
They're the best. That ginger beer from Ginger Lab is the best ginger beer I have ever had in my life.
Oh my God. We bought ginger beer from Whole Foods because we were out of your ginger beer or Ginger Lab's beer, and it was terrible. I'm sorry. I don't remember the brand, but it was terrible and it was so sweet. And we're like, okay, we'll have to mix it with something. But we were spoiled by this ginger beer. Absolutely.
I like that you had to do an emergency for sure. And you know, kind of going back to what I was saying earlier, right? Like, it's the best. We knew that as a team, right? And it's you know, Ginger Lab, and Deb, who founded that company, you know, she deeply cares about producing the best ginger beer there is. I've never met anybody that talks to me with such passion and vigor about ginger beer.
And it shows.
It shows, and it's beautifully crafted. Now, the reason we started working together is because her ginger beer comes in a glass growler. That's the reason we would not, even if it was the best ginger beer in the world, I would not be carrying it if I wasn't able to get it and find a way to get it into. Because sometimes we have products that don't start their life in plastic. They start their life in plastic. Then we got to find a way of getting them into a non-plastic container or a non-single use container, and we work with our partners to enable that to happen. And it's not just ginger, right? Ginger Lab, we have things like Obor hummus is incredible, and they are sold at several farmers markets here, and they just have an incredible line. I was speaking to the founder just the other day, and he was saying to me, he said, Z, I use the best possible grade of cardamom there is. I don't skimp on my ingredients. I use the best possible that there is. And, you know, you're working with people who live and breathe their product. It's not just their livelihood, but it's their passion. They love that product, right? He loves hummus. And we have others like that as well. Proyecto Diaz coffee. It's roasted right here in Oakland. And it's actually the only coffee beans that we carry today. And it's run by a father and son. They've had coffee plantations in their family for generations in Mexico, and they started roasting several years ago here. They actually started through a Kickstarter. And I was introduced to them by a friend, and I love their coffee, and they live and breathe coffee. And we are helping those businesses, and they are helping us. You know, it's mutual. And as Zero grows, they grow, and as they grow, Zero grows, right? Now, when you're looking at kind of scaling across the country, and this is why it was important to us to have both local and large kind of, you know, big CPG brand names on the platform as well. We hope that as we go into new markets, we can still have a lot of the staples and things that you find from large national brands. Maybe some of these local brands will end up being either regional or national brands, but we'll also be able to bring you the regional produce from that particular area, right? If you live in, you know, upstate New York, or if you live down in Florida, or if you live in the deep south, right? Like Midwest, like there's things that you have in those markets that are special to that particular market. And how can we enable our customers to get hold of that? So we have those categories. We also have, if you've seen, you know, companies on our platform who we love that are, you know, they're zero waste, for example, like beauty companies or personal care companies. Mm-hmm. Meow Meow Tweet is a great one. Yep. Butter Me Up Organics. We just added Meliora. They do, you know, soap and laundry detergent. And these companies make it really easy for you to switch out things like your deodorant. Like I love the Meow Meow Tweet deodorant, right? It comes in a glass jar. And you know, it has a lid, and it's kind of that old school, you know, you put your fingers in and you rub it on your armpit. And apparently somewhere around the 1950s, that became abhorrent to do. it was uncouth, I guess, to rub deodorant on your armpit. But I'm glad that we've debunked that myth. And it's incredible. It's not full of toxins. It's not full of endocrine disruptors. It's natural, and they have a grapefruit scent that I absolutely adore and I love. So we want to really promote these companies and these brands. And like I said, if you're a local brand and you're looking to scale up, we're there for you. If you're a local brand that's looking to stay local, we're here for you too, right? So we're able to work with various different partners, and our customers can come and discover. A lot of it's discovery, because if you're shown, absolutely. And this is why I love what you guys are doing, because you're really allowing me to discover and say, hey, you know, here are some swaps that you can make. One of my personal favorites is cotton rounds, right? Like I could switch out for cotton rounds, and I can buy these cotton rounds, and I can use them instead of the disposable, and I can wash them, and I can dry them, and I can reuse them over and over again, or a bamboo straw. So that's where the education really comes in. It's an education through discovery of saying, hey, check this thing out. And that's why I love the social media movement around sustainability, because it allows you to discover, it allows you to get tips, right? I love the zero waste community. I love the zero waste movement, because there's this real passion to share, right? Recipes, yep. Cooking, swaps. You'll see on our Instagram, some, you know, at Zero Shop Co, you'll see, you know, the same things. And we will, from June 1st, actually, we will be at zerogrocery.com as well as zeroshop.co. So check us out at zerogrocery.com. And we have embraced that, and we have learned how to craft our brand ourselves through what we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years in the zero waste community and the zero waste movement.
You have a lot of cool, you know, swaps and ideas, suggestions on your Instagram. Similar line, like on Brightly, you know, we had a lot of success actually on TikTok these days. And of course, as we all know, TikTok is a very platform, very much for Gen Z, young folks. And there, some of the most resonating videos we've shared on TikTok is actually eco-friendly finds and swaps from Target. And, you know, and mm-hmm. of course, there's criticism can be from some hardcore people. Of course, Target is not ethical generally as a business. It's trying and doing like little tiny steps in the right direction. But we've even getting comments on that video that not every Target is the same, right? Not everyone is as fortunate to live in the Bay Area to have access to all this, you know, sustainable brands, small shops, refill stops, and all of that stuff.
I disagree with this statement that like Target is not ethical. What does that mean, right? Like IKEA just added another $200 million to its investments to be carbon neutral by 2030. Like, you know, awesome. These companies, like, how do we Target is not going anywhere. Target is a staple for so many Americans, as is Walmart, Absolutely. As is IKEA. The answer mm-hmm. here is, like, what does the next 10 years look like? And
exactly.
how do we work together? And how do, you know, for the majority of people, like, you might be shopping in jars, but, you know, they're still probably going to go to IKEA and need to buy a bed. Like, that's just the
exactly.
reality for many people.
Yeah, that's again, me. Yeah.
I always, when I think about the spectrum, I always fall there. I'm like, you know, it's not about blaming or looking at who's better or who's worse. It's about saying, where are you now and where can you be? And that's the
Absolutely.
Approach we are taking. I think that's the approach you guys are taking up rightly mm-hmm. as well, of saying, like, you know, yeah, like, I love that there are swaps that you can make from Target, because guess what? Mm-hmm. There are many people that live next to a Target, and that's incredible.
Exactly.
It's better than nothing.
Absolutely. So we are coming to the end of our interview, and you've touched upon some of the questions that I'm going to ask you next. And this is all the questions that we ask all of our guests. And as usual, they're focused on sustainable, but actionable and very simple tips and steps that our listeners can take in their everyday life to live a more sustainable and mindful lifestyle. So the first one, you've mentioned a few of them, but what maybe one other actionable tip on living ethically that you'd like to share with our audience?
My biggest one is the water bottle, like the classic, but like yep. get a water bottle like that mm-hmm. and encourage those around you. I would imagine that a lot of your listeners do use a water bottle, but
Absolutely.
It's one of the easiest ones to get other people mm-hmm. onto, because it's a great gift. Actually, when people start here with us at Zero, we make them a little zero waste kit to kind of get them. This is just internally for people. And the water
oh, yes.
bottle is like the easiest one to get people to do. And the other one is a straw. Like, I just, again, classic, but like, it's just so easy to say to somebody, here's a straw or here's a water bottle as a gift.
That's a great idea. And we're actually working same thing. We've got a new class of interns at Brightly. We have a lot of our ambassadors and scouts. Our community is growing too. And we're also preparing those kits, sustainable kits, just like you guys. And so tell us a few maybe of your favorite ethical brands and products. You already mentioned Miu Miu Tweed, Butter Me Up, Organics, Meliora.
Yeah,
I just
these are some of my favorites. Yeah, Meliora is amazing. Butter Me Up, Meow Meow Tweet. I love some of the classics that I mentioned for bottles. Clean Canteen, Swell, Stojo Cup. Like, you can, you know, instead of using the takeout disposable coffee cups, buy a reusable coffee cup. And there are other simple things that, like, my husband and I have hacked. Like, we don't have a big space, and we've been growing chilies on our balcony, and we will literally
nice.
Tie them up and, like, hang them from the air conditioning unit, and then we'll dry them out. And they make great dried chilies. Yeah, I think, you know, and beyond just these, there are a lot of other, it's not just about the products I sell. There are others, you know, on other platforms, you know, who are crafting at home, who are making their own, you know, cotton rounds, or who are making like cleaning cloths or wipes, you know, again, supporting these businesses. And we try to bring them onto the Zero platform as well. But there are so many great individuals. I've seen people, you know, stitching masks and selling them, right?
Yes.
Reusable masks for during this period. I just love discovering these.
I love discovering
a lot of these companies. Yeah, I just came across WMP Design recently. They do kitchenware, ice trays, cocktail sets, right? Like, functional, you know, tools for your everyday life. There's so many
I've
good
I've never heard of them. That's so
today.
Cool. And they look so good. Oh my God. Yeah, I definitely want to check them out. I'm all, of course, as we all are, I think we're all into kitchen and cooking and eating these days.
And food storage.
Yes.
The ability to, you know, have, you know, really functional food storage. And we're going to be adding a lot more of these onto the Zero platform, platform as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I really appreciate about Zero is, you know, obviously you guys are growing rapidly. So, you know, I was not able to get like the next day delivery all the time, but like during COVID-19, you guys, like, now I'm actually able to get the next day delivery again,
yep.
to order
yep.
multiple times. And it's so
yep.
reliable. And I mean, it's, we all understand how difficult and challenging this reality is for businesses as well. But, you know,
thank
I'm
you.
Like, okay, I'm running low on toilet paper. And guess what? I have it on Zero too, just kind of like to save me an extra trip going anywhere. Or,
right.
yeah, and this complementary products, it's very smart for the business. And I love that.
Thank you. Yeah. Even at the height, we were about 4 to 5 days out for delivery at the absolute height. And now we are back to being next day delivery. And the other thing that we do is we'll say for toilet paper, we actually say it's a bamboo toilet paper. And there's like 2 or 3 different brands that we could give you, depending on what we basically are able to get hold of. Mm-hmm. And this is actually helps us from, you know, in terms of like carbon footprint, it helps us in terms of managing the supply chain. Same thing with eggs. We say our eggs are cage free. They're organic. They are pasteurized. They are the best quality eggs on the market. And we rotate between these 5 or 6 farms. And it turns out our customers didn't really care which farm, as long as it was from this pool of farms that met their standards. And so again, these types of things really kind of help as well. We knew as a company up front, we had to focus on the difficult to solve for items. So for us today, like, you know, you'll see a lot more things coming on, like food package containers, more homeware products, but really difficult stuff to solve for up front was the food, right? Like the dairy products, the farm fresh products, meat, produce. Those are the things that until we existed, you could not get zero waste online next day delivery. It just didn't exist.
Exactly. So this is my favorite question, and we love ending on this because it's on the positive note. What excites you the most about the ethical and sustainable movement right now? I know, again, we are recording this episode in the middle of, you know, COVID-19, but outside of COVID-19, during COVID-19, what excites you the most about this movement, this changes?
I go back to what I was saying earlier with like youth. Like I'm just in awe of really young people today and what they are achieving, and community efforts, community movements, whether that's CSAs or even getting a small allotment or patch of land and farming with friends, or whether it's starting your own IG, right, or starting a TikTok or whatever it might be. There is this world of possibility now to where you as one individual can really affect the movement, and you can find other people who share in the values that you share in. And I think what's important is an online presence, but what's also really important is an in-person presence. Now, that's not possible right now, and I advocate for everybody to stay at home. But what excites me is the ability to work with your neighbors and friends. It's exciting to me that when we deliver zero, we deliver to one zip code all at the same time. We deliver to everybody on your street at the same time that day. And you know, a part of this is the ability to work with those who live near you, those who live around you, even simple things like composting with your neighbors, or like being able to use a delivery service wherever you live in the country who can optimize for you and your neighbors based on you kind of partnering up with them as well in parts of the country that I'm not in today. Those kind of really small seed movements, those, you know, like I said, 7-year-olds coming home and talking to their parents at the dinner table about sustainability. That's what excites me. And the impact that that has on what everybody else is doing. And I think what we've seen is children and kids and young adults really are the drivers for change. And I build this for my customers today, but I really build it for my customers that I haven't yet met. And I'm excited to meet those customers, and I'm excited for them to become my customers. But like those are the people to whom we have so much hope, and we have to do everything we can to really uplift and support what future generations are doing and are about to do in the bigger kind of consumer world in particular.
Of course. So where can our listeners find you, and maybe give a brief overview where you guys are delivering right now and where is Zero going next?
Yes. You can firstly find us at zeroshop.co. That's zeroshop.co. And from June onwards, we'll also be at zerogrocery.com. So you can find us at zerogrocery.com. Our IG handle is zeroshopco. And we also have a code, Hello Brightly, for all the Brightly listeners. If you use the code Hello Brightly and you live in the Bay Area today to be able to access the service, but we are fast expanding across the rest of the West Coast.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Aleika, for our chat today, and good luck with the expansion and fast growth.
Thank you, Lisa.
To zero.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see each other in person sometime soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.